Blog Talk Radio.
It's January 15th, the second episode of the year for 2014. The Roman Show returns to action with Alita Gray, who fights for the World Series of Fighting this Saturday for the inaugural strawweight title. Also, Bellator veteran Mike Brunzulis, who fights tomorrow night in Texas. Also, John Prisco, XFC president, Mr. Prisco, joins us tonight on the Roman Show to discuss about the XFC headed to Brazil, plus much more. And lastly, Jay Stone, senior official of CWF, lets us know about the big show heading down to Miami later this year.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go. Retro, go.
Vital, we're go.
Flight.
Guidance, send to.
Surgeon,
go. Flight.
Ecom,
we're go. Flight.
GNC,
we're go.
Telling you, go.
Control,
go.
Flight.
Go.
Go.
Go. FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Covering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go. Flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
January 15th, The Roman Show returns to the airwaves. I'm your host, Rodolfo Roman, on the other end. Joe, the reporter, all the way from North Carolina, South Carolina. What's up, Joe?
Doing good, doing good. Just a second show, and pretty soon, probably by the third show, you're probably going to get South Carolina right. But anyways, it's pretty chilly over here. I'm enjoying it. It kind of sucks that, you know, I left Florida, but, you know, I got to close the chapter to open up a new chapter over here in South Carolina.
There it is. You have to turn the page. Joining us later on will be Guillermo Garcia, the MMA Encyclopedia. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here on the program. Starting off, if you want to win free tickets to the Universal Circus, all you have to do is call in 714-868-0222, or you can go ahead and tweet to us, and we'll send you the information on how to win the two free tickets. That's this Sunday, 12:30 p.m. If you live in South Florida, that is located in Miramar, the city of Miramar. Also, we will be live at the World Series of Fighting event this Saturday at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We're doing it big, Joe, the reporter. We're going live from the Hard Rock Live, Paradise Live, actually. And it's going to be right next to the Hard Rock Live, where World Series of Fighting 8 will take place. The big show takes place live this Saturday on NBC Sports, starting off at 9 p.m. We will be giving away some goodies, including Joe, the reporter, some free T-shirts and a free gift card from, you know,
ooh,
here in Florida. Yeah, but here in Florida, it's cold, believe it or not. So it's going to come in handy if you head out to our table and pass by. We start airing live at 6 p.m. One of our guests already scheduled is Tisha Torres. She was on the show, but she's a good friend of ours. She'll be stopping by, talk to us about what's going on. She is preparing to enter the house at the next Ultimate Fighter reality show season, which is going to air a little later today, this year. She'll be stopping by to say hello, and other guests are scheduled. Either way, we will be live this Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here in Block Talk Radio, also on your iTunes, on your Stitcher radio apps, on your TuneIn radios, and, of course, RodolfoRoman.com. You can't go wrong, and if you haven't visited the site, what are you waiting for? RodolfoRoman.com, the official website of The Roman Show, has had an amazing upgrade there thanks to Ochoa Websites, OchoaOnline.com. They do great jobs at setting up a website at a reasonable price. But, Joe, the reporter, you yourself have had a chance to check out the new website. It's very friendly. It's easy on your eyes. It's also good for on your mobile phones. So no matter what, whether you're on a computer or whether you have a phone, everything is readable, man. You just can't go wrong with it.
Even my 30-year-old niece can figure it out.
Absolutely, man. So this Saturday, very excited, Hard Rock Live. We will be live But the first caller to call in 714-868-0222 wins free tickets to the Universal Circus in Miramar this Saturday night. Well, we have lots to talk about, as mentioned, on the program. And on the second half of the program, we'll be flipping it to wrestling. But first, going to talk to mixed martial arts. And later on, too, Justin Bieber, he's been getting in trouble, doing a lot of odd things after he announced his retirement, that he was leaving the music industry. But the guy is now throwing eggs and creating all this havoc and vandalism. What the hell is going on with Justin Bieber? I don't know what's going on with this guy.
I don't even know about it.
We're also going to talk about UFC Fight Night, which is taking place right now as we speak during this first half. And, of course, lots of news in the wrestling world, the rest of the world, and anything else you'd like to speak about. Again, 714-868-0222 is the number. And we're going to get started first with Alita Gray, who fights this Saturday, Jessica Aguilar, for the inaugural strawweight title at the World Series of Fighting. It's going to be a stellar fight. We gave away lots of tickets here on the Roman Show. Unfortunately, we ran out. Sorry. But a lot of fans that listen and to the show, they are going in free courtesy of the World Series of Fighting and the Roman Show. And special thanks for the World Series of Fighting for helping us out with everything that they do for us. Very nice guys out there, and they definitely have a good product. Thank you very much. So again, the Roman Show, you can follow us on our Facebook, facebook.com/Roman Show Media. Twitter, which is twitter.com/TheRomanShow, or myself, Roman DH, or Joe the Reporter. Just look for Joe the Reporter. As we are on Twitter constantly chatting, chit-chatting, and interacting with all you guys. We don't like to get any beef, though. Have you had any Twitter beef? Joe, you there?
Yes.
Joe, yeah. Have you had any Twitter beef?
Nope. I don't have no Twitter beef because I'm not a fighter. I hate all that drama stuff. You know, I put my stuff on Twitter, you know, little knickknacks in here, but I really don't go out and bash other people.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. Like, you know, I remember that famous show that they got going. All right. Hey, enough of the talking. Let's get down to the cool fun and action here on the Roman Show as we welcome in Alita Gray, who fights Jessica Aguilar this Saturday. Remember to interact with us during the show at the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Nelly from the Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Well, we've been talking about it here on The Roman Show. And this Saturday, at last, World Series of Fighting number 8 will take place at the Hard Rock Live. Make sure you're there, Hollywood, Florida. We give away some tickets. There's still some tickets available. You can visit Ticketmaster.com for information. And it's a stellar fight card, and one of the fights will be, well, there's two fights for gold, one of them being for the strawweight women's title. And on the line, we have one of the individuals who will be in that fight, which is Alita Gray, who should be fighting the number one strawweight in the world, Jessica Aguilar. Alita, welcome to the Roman Show.
Thank you, Roman. Pleasure to be on the show.
Awesome, Alita. Well, let's talk about this fight. First and foremost, you're very young in your career. You're 4-0, undefeated. What was your reaction when you heard the news that you were number one fighting the number one strawweight in the world and for the title?
Well, Well, when I got the call, I was just informed that I was going to be fighting Jessica Aguilar. And, of course, I was really, really excited. I was a little confused about why me, you know, why the number 8. But, you know, I ended up figuring out, you know, why. You know, you had a couple of girls being signed to the UFC for the prep show. And, you know, I'm in a good spot right now, and I'll be fighting Jessica. I didn't know that I was going to be fighting for the WSOF title until a week later, after I was informed that I had signed my contract. And, you know, that just adds more to the pot, and I'm really excited to be going over there to Florida.
Now, Alita, prior to signing with the World Series of Fighting for this fight itself, were you already aware of the Ultimate Fighter, that they were going to look for strawweights? Were you already in the run? Were you trying to make some moves to get into the show?
That's definitely, as a matter of fact, that Monday when I received the call from WSOF about an hour prior, my coaches and my managers, we had just finished having a meeting about how I was going to get to the tryouts for Tough. You know, they only have 5 openings for that show, and we were brainstorming about who we were going to hit up for the sponsors, how I was going to fundraise in order for me to get to the tryouts. And, you know, and next thing you know, an hour later, I get the call from WSOF.
Wow, just like that. So it just instantly popped up. Now, and I think this question was asked for Jessica Aguilar as well, but your thoughts on signing with the World Series of Fighting compared to the Ultimate Fighter and defeating Jessica Aguilar, not only for the title, but she is the number one. I mean, what would this mean to you, and how much do you think you'll climb up in the numbers as far as straw weights?
Well, you know, being young in this sport, you know, being 4-0, I was hoping to fight, you know, maybe the number 8, you know, maybe the number 5 seed in the strawweight. But, you know, luckily I am going to get this shot and this title to fight Jessica. You know, if I beat her, I'm going to be climbing the ladder there. I don't know where I would end up as being ranked. You know, at some places I'm ranked number 11, number 10, number 8. So I don't know how they're going to, where I'm going to be seated after I beat her. You know, I know I'm one of the top female strawweights in the world. So I'm going to prove that January 18th.
And Alita, what you even said it yourself, what makes you think on a personal level ready for this title shot? Compared to the women that are above you in the ranks?
Well, you know, I've been practicing martial arts since I was 11 years old. I did judo growing up. I've been doing wrestling, coaching high school wrestling for the past 6 years. And, you know, I've been doing mixed martial arts for 4 years now. And putting everything together, I think, makes me a dominant strawweight. And I'm able to compete against any of these other strawweights, you know. So, you know, I'm pretty confident in my skills, and I'm ready for the show.
Now, obviously, you and Jess have a Mexican descendants there. Knowing that you're coming to Florida, where there's a large Hispanic population, obviously they'll be in favor of Jessica because she does train here, but... Would you also feel at home knowing that there are a lot of Latinos down here in Florida?
Yeah, of course. You know, everybody has their favorite, and I hope to capture some hearts and some fans over there in Florida. You know, we're both Hispanic, and I know that my family here in El Paso, I have family in California. I grew up in California, and so, you know, I know I'm going to have other people watching and cheering me on. They won't be there physically, but I know they're going to be there spiritually. And I'm going to be happy with the people in Florida. Now, I hope they don't boo me, but, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see how the crowd reacts.
Now, Jessica's game plan, obviously, she's very strong in her submission levels. How are you preparing for her arsenal?
I'm not focusing on anything specific. I'm going to be ready for whatever she brings. I was informed by one of my other coaches that she stated that she's going to try and knock me out in the second round. You know, her submission game is on, and I'm going to be ready for whatever she brings. Like I said, I'm not practicing on anything specific for her. You know, I'm a very skilled fighter. I know that I'm going to be ready for this fight, and she needs to be ready for me also.
Anya, do you also feel honored the fact that you're fighting Jess because Jessica Aguilar, for example, she defeated twice Megumi Fuji, who is a legend in the sport of women's mixed martial arts, and then comes in Jessica Aguilar. So aside from the title shot and aside of fighting for the World Series of Fighting, your thought on fighting Jessica Aguilar herself?
No, I'm very excited to be fighting her. I'm pumped. I'm going to be ready. Of course, it is an honor to be fighting her. She's the number one strawweight in the world. And I'm going to take it to her. I'm going to do the best that I can. And it's going to be a war on January 18th.
Now, are you currently signed with the World Series of Fighting on a four-fight contract, or are you just basically working on a freelance basis? What type of deal did you agree to with the World Series of Fighting?
I did sign a four-fight contract with the World Series of Fighting, and that's another reason why I will not be trying out for the Ultimate Fighter.
But any interest of maybe one day, if anything, going to the UFC if the opportunity is available?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I would love to fight in the UFC. That's everybody's ultimate dream and ultimate goal. So, you know, definitely if I ever get the opportunity to fight for the UFC, you know, I would love to.
You know, in your thoughts on some women's mixed martial artists who speak a lot. For example, some of the girls already in the Ultimate Fighter have already thrown some shots verbally. But are you sort of the low key fighter, just likes to go inside the cage and let her action speak for herself?
Yes. You know, I'm not one to be talking smack and you know, I like to stay reserved. You know, with the whole media and Twitter and Facebook now, you know, I'm trying to stay away from that stuff. I'm trying to stay focused on my fight. You know, I hear stuff. I hear it from other people. I hear it from my teammates. Hey, she said this, she said that. But, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, you know. And, you know, I just wish all the females luck in what they're going to be accomplishing for Tough. So I just wish everybody luck.
How much of a distraction is that? You know, if you do spend some time on Facebook and Twitter, and here you are focused on an upcoming fight that's for the title, you're fighting the number one fighter in the world. How much of a distraction is that?
You know, I think it depends on person to person. You know, it's a distraction to me. You know, I'm not used to it. I've had my personal Facebook page, and it was just personal with my friends and family. But now that my name's out there, I'm getting requests from people that I don't even know. And I'm not used to it. I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm just going to stay away from it. I know other fighters that just, you know, they're on it constantly. They're constantly making comments. And everybody's different. So, you know.
No, and I agree with you. It is mentally exhausting, especially if you're getting ready for a fight. And so you have to get prepared mentally and of course, physically. Well, Alia, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on The Roman Show. Anything else you'd like to add before your fight this Saturday on NBC Sports, 9 p.m. Eastern Time?
Definitely. Everybody tune in to NBC Sports January 18th. I will be facing the number one strawweight champion, Jessica Aguilar. I would like to thank my coaches, Shane and Ugo. I would like to thank my manager, Dave, and my sponsors, Great American State Burgers, Sun City Legal Services, Garcia Insurance, Model Fight Gear, and Ed Supplements, all from El Paso, Texas. And I want to thank my family also. la familia Mora acá en El Paso, Texas. Los quiero mucho.
Perfecto, Alira. Entonces, bueno, te vemos acá. We'll see you down here in Florida. Where the sun, there'll be sun, but it won't be as warm. But we'll welcome you down here with open arms on this Saturday night here in Hollywood, Florida, as she faces Jessica Aguilar for the strawweight title at the World Series of Fighting.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to The Roman Show.
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
Indeed, you are listening to The Roman Show. Dana White on the line right now. Guillermo Garcia, MMA Encyclopedia. Guillermo, what's up, man? Enjoying the UFC fight night so far?
I got home not that long ago, so I'm actually only on the second prelim because I recorded it. So hopefully you don't give too many spoilers away.
Oh, wow. There's one I want to give away, but we'll talk about that later as we're going to welcome in our next guest. Right now on The Roman Show, he fights tomorrow night, Bellator veteran. You saw him on Bellator's reality show, Mike Brunzulos. Mike, welcome to The Roman Show.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you, Mike. Well, tomorrow night you fight in Texas. The exact address out there is 121 East Exchange Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, at the Stockyard Rodeo or Cowtown Coliseum. And originally, Mike, you were scheduled to fight Charles Byrd, but he dropped out because apparently a flu symptom, but then it turned out that he was actually committed to another promotion, and now you're scheduled to fight Brandon Farron. First and foremost, Mike, your thoughts on Byrd dropping out, making an excuse, and then you found out that that was not exactly the truth.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. You know, I at this point in my career, I really don't care who I fight. You know, just line them up. You know, I'm glad I have an opponent right now that's willing to take the fight. It's at short notice, and Brandon Barron, you know, Charles pulled out for the whatever reasons he needed to pull out for, whether it was being sick or being with another promotion, and them not wanting him to fight with against me. It is what it is, man. Just gotta take it as it comes, and I'm just staying ready and focused, you know, ready and prepared to fight Brandon Farron tomorrow night.
And Mike, how quickly do you adjust to your new opponent? Because it was just a few days that you found out about your opponent change.
Yeah, I'm ready for any type of fighter. The way I train and my style, that's my style. I'm ready for any kind of fighter, you know, whether it's a wrestler, jiu-jitsu guy, well-rounded guy. Only thing different about this fight is I'm fighting out of my weight class for the first time in my career. I fight at 170, I'm a welterweight. Brandon Farron, he fights at 185 and 205. So in order for me to still be able to fight tomorrow night, I had to take this fight at a higher weight class at 180. And, you know, he's a big dude, so I just don't care. And hopefully everything goes well tomorrow night and I pull off a W.
And what can you tell us about Brandon, who's known for his boxing?
Yeah, Brandon's a stand-up guy. He's got great kickboxing. I'm not sure how his wrestling and ground game is. I think most of his losses come from submissions. So, you know, we're gonna test him out a little bit. We're going to stand up with him and maybe take him down, maybe show some of my wrestling skills. Wherever it goes, I'm ready. You know, don't matter. You know, maybe we'll put on a kickboxing fight. Just, you know, a fight's a fight. It's going to go down the way it goes down. And, you know, until tomorrow night, we won't be able to tell until it happens.
And now, Mike, you're definitely on track to get back in the winning column. Obviously, you had your fair share up in Bellator's Fight Master. You fought Joe Riggs. You came up short. But what have you learned? What did you learn from that loss? has made you a better fighter, and we're going to find it out tomorrow night.
Yeah, I did learn a lot from the whole Bellator experience, Fightmaster show and stuff, and I fought a lot of tough guys on the show. You know, I fought 4 times in 6 weeks, injured and everything. I learned that, you know, I'm durable, which I've already known, and I have a heart of a lion, and you can never count me out. Against Joe Riggs, you know, he was a better man that night, and he fought smart, fought to win, and his game plan was good. And I learned, I did learn some valuable lessons in that fight. And, you know, I've been training on my weaknesses and preparing for my next fight, which is tomorrow night. And I don't ever plan on I don't want that to ever happen to me again. I don't want to come up short. No fighter likes to lose, but, man, I hate it, man. You know, losing to me is like the end of the world. But sometimes you can learn a lot more from your losses than you do from your wins, and that's exactly what I did. And I've just been training on my weaknesses, and, you know, tomorrow night I'll show it.
Guillermo?
Yeah, Mike, you know, you had Randy Couture as your coach on Fightmaster. Have you kept in touch with him? Has he coached you at all since the show, or have you kind of lost touch with him since then?
No, we've stayed in touch, you know, since the show. And I was preparing for the finale. He helped out a lot with my training and preparation going into the finals. After that, you know, I'm back in Houston right now, and we've kept in touch. You know, we talked Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, New Year's, my birthday and stuff. And you know, I hope that we can remain friends for a long time. You know, we created a bond and a friendship on the show and afterwards, and Randy's a great guy, man. He's a great human being, and I have nothing but respect for that man. And you know, I'm a big fan of Randy, and I think the world of him.
Yeah, and you know, after you lost the fight with Riggs, I mean, did Bellator just plain old cut you, or are you still affiliated with them, or can you come back? What's the relationship between you and Bellator at this point?
Basically, it's like this. I like to stay active, and you know, Bellator at the time didn't have a fight for me for quite some time. And I just turned 35 Sunday, and I don't want to sit around and collect dust. I have no hard feelings against Bellator. I hope they have no hard feelings against me. But I asked for my release, and I was given an opportunity to get out of my contract, and that's what happened. And I was able to get out, and I'm a free agent now, taking fights wherever I can get them, and, you know, one after another, you know, and you know, we'll see what happens in the future, but my main goal is to get to the UFC.
Yeah, and you got your career started kind of late, 28, 29 years old. Tell us about the decision to get in MMA. What inspired you to do it? Why did you get started at such a late age?
Well, I've been training my whole life in martial arts, and, you know, since a young kid, 7, 8 years old, traditional martial arts, you know. My father's Greek, you know, we have a whole Spartan heritage in my background, and I don't know, just kind of, when I got older, man, I started dabbling in different things, and I had my own business when I was, like, 24, started my own, you know, windshield company, did real well, and, you know, I was kind of putting fighting off, and then I got hit by a Ford Expedition as a pedestrian in late 04, and then I had back problems and neck problems. I wasn't walking right, you know, and the doctor said I wouldn't ever play sports again, and I just kind of put it off, and then sitting up for 6 months, you know, wasn't able to walk. You know, I gained a lot of weight, and, you know, I was like, you know what, screw this. You know, I'm gonna mentally beat this, physically beat it, and I'm gonna come out healthy and go into fighting, and that's what I did. My dad, before that happened, you know, he was diagnosed with cancer. And he told me to go follow my dreams. His last wishes was, Mike, go become champion, take care of your mom and your family, and do what you got to do. And then, you know what, ever since that day, I put everything aside, and I'm going after it. So, you know, I've had my ups and downs in my career, but, you know, it's made me stronger and better. And at 35 right now, I still feel like there's a lot left in my career to accomplish. And I'm only getting better, man. I'm like a fine wine, you know. With age, I just get better.
Now, since the show Fightmaster, you know, you were portrayed on the show a lot. You know, have you gained a lot of fans since the show? Have more people recognize you on the street? Tell us the impact of the show on your career overall and your personal life.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I don't know how many people watch the show, but, you know, to me, I'm in my own world. I don't really think too much about it. You know, I don't really make a big deal about it. But every time I'm out with my mom or my friends, people stop me and say, "Are you Mike the Greek from the show?" I'm like, "Yeah." So it's been a nice experience. You know, I stay real humble about all that. I don't let none of that get to my head, you know, because I'm going to do my job, man. You know, a lot of people do their job, and they work real hard. My job just happens to be fighting, and, you know, I'm just blessed enough for it to be doing well. And, you know, it is what it is, man. I appreciate all the fans. I've gotten a lot more fans from all over the world, Facebooking me and stuff, people from Australia, Sweden, a lot of people in Greece are behind me, Israel, you name it, man, all over the world, China. It's crazy, you know. People messaging me all the time, you know. It's really nice, you know, people reach out and tell me I changed their life and they love the way my fighting style is and they appreciate my heart. And, you know, it's cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mike, I want to thank you very much for joining us here this evening on The Roman Show, as tomorrow night you are in action in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. Again, the address is 121 East Exchange Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas. That's at the Stockyards Rodeo or Cowtown Coliseum, as Mike fights Brandon Perrin in the AAA MMA. Mike, anything else you'd like to add?
Just want to say thank you for having me on the show. Everyone that's listening, I appreciate you following me with my career and the support. And follow me also next week. I'm fighting in Iowa, Dubuque, the following week, and it'll be on Comcast Sports. So check that out.
You got a busy schedule, man. Thank you so very much, Mike. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, folks, there you heard it. Mike Brunzulis, who fights tomorrow night in Texas, had his run on the Fightmaster, which, mind you, Guillermo, we haven't heard exactly what's going to happen with that program since they did the first season. Don't know if they're going to have a second one. But do you have any information on that?
No, man. As far as I know, the ratings didn't do very well, and I don't expect it to be back.
Yeah, I don't expect it either. Now with we have to talk about it, and we're going to bring in John Prisco in just a few minutes here. But we have to talk about the challenge issued by the World Series of Fighting to Bellator, which, mind you, as an MMA fan, Guillermo, I don't know about you, but I would love to see it, WSOF versus Bellator. The matchmaker of World Series of Fighting gave Bellator a 48-hour deadline. We haven't heard yet anything from Bellator. But as a fan, Guillermo, I don't know about you, but I would love to see this thing on pay-per-view. The number ones of Bellator versus the number one of the World Series of Fighting. I think it'd be exciting, something new.
It would be exciting. I just feel like Bellator is clearly number two, you know, in the world in terms of promotions. And, you know, World Series of Fighting, I mean, I don't know if you could say that they're third or fourth or fifth. It's kind of hard to tell because they're so new. And so I feel that from Bjorn Redney's perspective, it could be really risky. I mean, what do you do if all your number ones from supposedly the number two organization in the world lose to the number three, four, or five promotion in the world? Where does that leave Bellator? So I just feel like it's very risky for Bellator. It's a great opportunity for World Series of Fighting because if all their champs beat all the Bellator champs, now all of a sudden people are going to start talking about, oh, is World Series of Fighting the number two organization in the world now? So I just feel it's very risky for Bellator.
But let me tell you, I really do hope it happens because it'd be a change for MMA fans all over the world that are interested in watching this thing, the number ones of both companies. I think it's going to be something very unique. You know, I'm a big-time wrestling fan, Guillermo, as you know, and so is Joe the Reporter. And we dreamed of the day when back then WCW and WWE were up against each other, having both companies having their number one guy against the number one guy of each company on paper. We dreamed of the day. And if they can do this in MMA, I think it'd be great. And it really just shows you that, you know, all that ego is thrown out the window, and it's really about MMA and the fans. I really do think that they should do this. And I mean, it's only a matter of time till we hear, hopefully, from Bellator, we get some response from either or. Well, stay on the line as we're going to bring in XFC President John Prisco. We'll ask him about this because Access TV directors said, listen, if Bellator doesn't take it, we'll gladly take it. And then the World Series of Fighting matchmaker said, you know what, it just doesn't make sense. You guys just don't have what is enough to fight our fighters. He even said, you know, it's like putting up a black belt versus a blue belt. It just doesn't make sense. We'll ask to Mr. Prisco because the matchmaker of World Series of Fighting actually mention the XFC and some of their fighters. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks, girl.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com.
This is your boy, Sugar Rashad Evans, and you're listening to The Roman Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the line here live on The Roman Show. And again, like to have all you guys follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. And also like our fan page, Facebook.com/Roman Show Media. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/RRoman0201, where this weekend we will be interviewing the number one contender for the featherweight title of the UFC, Ricardo Lamas. If you have any questions, feel free to tweet us your question, and we will gladly ask it to the number one contender, Ricardo Lamas, who fights February 1st. Ironically, Guillermo, it is on my birthday. So I can't wait to see live UFC on pay-per-view and celebrate my birthday at the same time. You just can't get any better than that. And then followed by the Super Bowl, man. I mean, this is just crazy. I know they built this thing on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got totally lucky on that. You're going to have a great weekend, and we're going to have a good time out there.
Yeah, and then before that, I'm going to go see the WWE. You just can't get any better than that. I don't know. I think I'm a lucky person. All right, enough talking. Let's get down straight to the point. We're going to talk to the 2013 Florida MMA Awards Best Matchmaker of the Year and also XFC President, Mr. John Prisco. John, welcome to the Roman Show again.
Well, thank you for having me on, brother. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, John. Let's just get straight down to the point here. XFC is heading over to Brazil. It's the first show overseas. But what I really want to find out here, because you signed this great contract with the Brazilian network, Red TV, but you were on Access TV. What's the situation there? What is going on with the XFC?
Okay. I believe we're still going to be on Access TV. I'll just start it that way. We signed with the... with an open broadcaster in Brazil called Hedgy TV, and that was a real good opportunity for us. And there was another XFC formed called XFC International now, and that is a league in Brazil that will be doing shows, 10 shows in 2014. And all their shows will be seen live on the network that we are on in the United States, which currently I believe is going to be Access. And all our shows here will be seen live on Hedgy TV in Brazil, so they have full coverage in Latin America, which is very exciting for our fighters, so they can be known on two continents. And, with the deal with Hedgy, we shopped it around a little bit and saw if we can possibly get on that big network deal that we were hoping for. But I don't know if that might be a little premature for us right now, and I believe our relationship with Access is going to continue. And we're happy for it. We're very happy with Access. Access has been a good partner for the XFC. So
no.
So we're happy to stay there if that's the way it flushes out.
And if everything works well, will the XFC still be live here in the States, or will it be pre-recorded?
The shows in Brazil will probably be pre-recorded here. I don't think they'll be live here. But all our shows will be seen live in the United States, yes.
Right, so this is definitely a major step here for the XFC first show international. Now, does this mean that you will be having a lot of shows over there and not too many here in the United States?
Well, there's going to be a lot of our fighters fighting in Brazil. Like, for instance, in a couple of weeks, Dave Kershane will be fighting Thiago Meller. And that's a big fight. That's the main event for their first show over there in Brazil. And so it's a huge fight for Dave. I mean, Thiago has fought guys like Jose Aldo and others. And it's a big fight for Dave. And so you'll see our fighters fighting in Brazil. And the fighters that do extremely well in Brazil, you'll see them make their way up to North America and fight for the XFC here in this country. So that's their goal. Their goal is to make it to North America and fight here. And then twice a year we'll have MMA Copa events. Those will be events where our champions will fight the champions in Latin America, and those will be big events here in the United States, and we'll have two of those a year.
So do we know exactly when the first show will be in the United States, and any chances any of them will be in Florida?
Yes, I believe there's a very good chance. We're coming back to Florida pretty strong, Rodolfo. We're going to be doing probably three shows next year in Tampa, and you know, we wanted to come back to Florida. This is where we're based out of, and you know, we hope to. We're going to be bouncing back between Florida and Charlotte, North Carolina, then adding maybe South Carolina, Myrtle Beach for one show, and then possibly do our Night of Champions in Nashville, like we always do at the end of the year. So we're probably looking at about eight or nine shows next year. Should be a pretty busy schedule.
Very busy for you guys, and congrats on that, John. Now, we got to ask you here about Florida because, I've been covering mixed martial arts here in Florida for such a long time. And I remember, I think the peak was 2010, I want to remember, 2010 or 2011, where we had like over 20 shows. Now we were down less than 20 shows. What do you think the current status here is in Florida mixed martial arts?
Well, I think it starts with the commission, the boxing commission. I think the boxing commission is it was corrupt for quite some time there when Tom Molloy was the commissioner, and there's things that still need to be changed with the commission and some fees that are need to go away as far as what they charge the promoter. It's kind of crazy what they got going on in Florida compared to other states, and I think that these unnecessary charges will keep some promoters away from Florida. And listen, it kept us out of Florida. We've been doing shows for 6 years now, and most of our shows take place in other states, but we're based in Florida. Now, why would we go through the hassle of leaving to go to other states and do shows if it didn't make sense? And the reason why it made sense was because the stuff that Florida was doing. We've tried to get them to change. I know... It's just not easy to get these people to change things.
And is there a way that maybe promoters have gotten together here to try to help resolve the issue, John?
I don't know. I know there's been a lot of talk. I certainly have opened my mouth quite a bit. You know, I mean, I've told them I've tried everything I could to get them to change some of the things that they do. And, it's kind of fallen on deaf ears, to be honest with you. And we're hoping that maybe with now the Tom, the hell's his name? The guy that was there for so many years, Tom Molloy, now that he's gone, maybe things will change for the better. Because he was a bad commissioner, there's no doubt about it. The guy was an egomaniac and caused a lot of problems for a lot of promoters.
Wow. Well, hopefully do things change here around. You know, we here on the Roman Show, John, not sure if you're informed, but we released some of the payroll of fighters. And I'd like to ask you, as we asked one of the new promoters here in Florida last week, well, we released the fighters' payroll in a way to kind of let the folks know what some of the promoters are doing, and some of these fighters are getting paid. And there were some promoters that were actually upset that we put the information out there, even though it is public records. What are your thoughts on that, John? And do you think this is good or bad for MMA in Florida?
Well, I can tell you why they were upset, because they weren't paying all that much. And what many promoters, you know, I mean, something that promoters aren't making money. And when they're not making money, they're doing the best they can putting on shows, and they have so many expenses. Many times, having huge purses for fighters is not an expense that they can have. What would happen is if they did that, they wouldn't have a show as a result. And we certainly need more shows here. So they're upset when that people are posting what they pay in purses, and because you know it's kind of common knowledge what UFC pays, but UFC makes a lot. You know, they're making a lot of money, and Bellator is. You know, our purses are very in the same ballpark as like a Bellator, they're getting paid by Viacom. We don't have networks paying us to do shows. We're it's a very difficult situation as a promoter. So that's the reason why they're a little sensitive to it, and I can understand that.
But do you think, though, that here mixed martial arts in Florida will ever get back that feeling that it was a couple of years ago, more shows? I mean, we have a ton of fighters. It's just we just don't have enough fights, enough shows.
The
promotion.
The problem is that not enough fans come out and support. What's happening is not enough fans come out and support the shows. And if they don't come out and support the shows aren't profitable. And if they're not profitable, it all comes down to dollars and cents, brother. I mean, if you make money, you're going to do shows. If you're making money per show, you're going to do more shows because you want to make more money. But if you're not making money doing shows, you're going to see less and less shows, and that's what you're seeing in Florida. And, we all have to assume responsibility for that because people aren't going out and supporting the shows. And, they need to. If they want to see MMA stay in the state, they got to come out and they got to support these promoters.
Yeah, but you
guys are losing
had
a lot of money doing these shows.
XFC had success.
Listen, we've been
Tampa.
Very
in fact,
fortunate.
Even sold out.
We've been very fortunate. We've got a TV deal very early in the XFC, and that allowed us to get some sponsorship, and that with box office helped us at least get to the point where we're pretty much a break-even promotion. So we've been very blessed. And if we didn't get that TV deal early on, we would have been out of business by now. It's just, it's the nature of the beast. It's very, very difficult business to make it in.
So do you think, is there room for other promoters down here in Florida?
It's like I say, man, it's you're getting into something where you're going to lose money. So if your model is, you're going to get in, you got deep pockets, and you can afford to lose money for quite some time, hopefully generate enough interest where you can get a TV deal and then parlay that TV deal into some sponsorship and manage to keep yourself afloat, then go for it. But if you're not in that kind of situation, you should stay clear of it. Or I hate to see people lose their life savings chasing a dream.
Now, I have a question here from one of our Twitter followers who wants to know, Cage Dominator, what is the future for the XFC in the next few years?
We have a bright future. We're going to keep doing our shows. Now that we're in Latin America, we're with one of the biggest open broadcasters in the world down there. They were the ones that originally had the UFC events in Brazil. They did 8 UFC shows, and that's going to allow us to sell our feed, which is when we're doing shows all over the globe, so other networks can pick it up and see it. It'll allow us to sell more TV content to networks across the world. So we can be seen in more markets, and we can become more of a international brand. And we're excited about that. And all these opportunities are ways that we can stay profitable and stay in business. So we certainly welcome that.
Great. And John, now moving forward here, switching gears, I'm sure you've heard about the whole World Series of Fighting versus Bellator. I read an article where you yourself addressed your opinion on this thing. But one thing that shocked me is here, John, and I personally thought that, you know, what the heck, the Access TV executive that said, you know, we'll match up one of our guys from one of the promotions we air on TV against one of the guys from World Series of Fighting if Bellator doesn't take it. However, the matchmaker of the World Series of Fighting, Ali Abdelaziz, mentioned XFC, saying, listen, we can't get a guy from XFC to fight one of our number one guys because it just wouldn't make sense. Did you take that offensively?
You know, he's got a big mouth for a little guy. And, for a guy who's, he talks like that, he certainly, Marlon Moraes was with the XFC. He's one of his star fighters. Nick Newell's with the XFC. If he feels that way about XFC, then stay away from our fighters. And if he thinks that they're easy, we'll sign some paper and we'll make something happen. Because we're not afraid of any promotion, and we have a very tough roster of fighters. And I don't know many guys that want to get in the cage with a Scott Holtzman or a Luis Santos. So, if he wants to keep flapping his gums, then back it up. Present a contract and we'll make something happen. He's just trying to make some noise, and he hasn't paid his dues. He hasn't been around long enough. And he just happened to get a hook up with a guy that's got real deep pockets, got a lot of money to throw around. They bought a lot of ex-UFC fighters, built up their roster that way. They didn't develop their roster. They bought their roster. So he just talks a lot.
You know, you talk about developing your roster, and let's take a look at the XFC. How do you market these guys the way you get them? Because you get them from the puppies and grow them up into what they are right now. It's a superstar in the XFC. Is it a challenge for you guys?
It is, but we did it. We didn't do it like World Series of Fighting. We wanted to go out and find these fighters and go into these different markets, find their most talented fighters, put them under contract, and promote them. And we did tournaments, and we sponsored, and we do open fighter tryouts. We have an open fighter tryout January 25th in Charleston, South Carolina, and there'll be 200 guys showing up, and that's what we do. And we find these fighters very young in their career, and we develop them, and then once we develop them and put them on a big stage, everybody gets to know who they are. So then these other promoters, like World Series of Fighting, come along, offer them a lot of money, and they try to get them to come to their promotion. And then they make smart aleck comments afterwards. So, it's just the nature of the beast, you know. I mean, we lose a lot of our fighters to UFC and to Bellator. And, I guess in one way it's an honor because they see that our fighters are so talented, but it can be frustrating as a promoter.
Right, and then you have to basically, if you lose a champion here, you have to pretty much hustle and bustle and try to find something to create a new tournament. I mean, that must be difficult on your end.
Well, you know what? The way I look at it is this way. If a fighter wants to move on because the opportunity is better, then I want him to move on. Until I can give him a better opportunity, it's on me to make him want to stay. And if I can't provide that opportunity, then if I lose the fighter, then I have nobody to blame but, the fact that we weren't as attractive as we needed to be. So I wish the fighters well that move on. But our goal is to keep them with the XFC, and quite a few do stay. You know, we got guys like Scott Holtzman just re-signed with us. Luis Sapo Santos just re-signed with us today, as a matter of fact. So, a lot of these guys realize, hey, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You know, you fight the UFC, you lose, and a lot of times you're not seen for another year. We keep our fighters busy, and we promote them very well. I don't know if there's another promotion out there that promotes better than the XFC. You see what we do in social marketing and that, and we create a lot of stories, and we really promote the fighters well. So we're a good place for young fighters, no doubt about it.
All right, Guillermo?
Yeah, John, you're talking about, finding the fighters. Do you find that the camps and the fighters come to you and try to come into the XFC, or do you find that you have to go out there and find them, and that's really the way you get them? How do you do it? Do you have scouts out there? I mean, how do you find all this talent?
It's definitely a mixed bag of how it happens. Every day I get 40 to 50 fighters coming, contacting me and managers for me to look at their fighters. But to be honest with you, I tell them to go to the tryouts. I want to see them. And once I see them and I watch them work all day and I I have him rolling with this guy, have him sparring with this guy, and, you know, our tryouts are 10 hours we're on the mats. By the end of the day, we know what we're looking at, and then we can be confident when we sign them. So the tryouts definitely are the best way for us to sign fighters. We definitely know what we have at the end of the tryouts, and that's why many of our tryout winners have done so well. You have guys like Chris Barnett, Mariana K. Fetz, Nick Newell, Joby Sanchez, Ian Stevens. These were all tryout winners, and they became big names in the XFC and actually big names in our industry.
And, John, you sound so passionate when you speak about mixed martial arts. Tell us about your origins. Like, what got you into the sport? Did you train yourself? And why are you so passionate about all this?
Well, I'd never trained mixed martial arts. When I was younger, you know, I wrestled. I was a wrestler, and they didn't have MMA, really. And if they did, I think I would have probably competed because I love the sport. I was always a big boxing fan. My family has boxing roots. We had a big boxing gym in Jersey City. My uncle and Rocky Marciano used to train at his gym when he was champion. So it kind of goes back in my family. Then I started managing fighters when I was younger, and I did it as a hobby for years because you couldn't make any money managing fighters unless you had a world champion. And I did that for a while. I enjoyed it. I liked being around athletes. And when I saw what was happening in MMA, I said, you know what, I believe I could maybe make an impact in this sport. I looked at it a little differently than some other promoters did. And I attacked it a different way. And and I think it's working for us. So I'm very happy about what's going on.
And tell me, do you have a close relationship with any other promoters that are out there? Or do you just keep to yourself and just mind your own promotion?
I have relationships with other promotions. Jared Williams with Conflict MMA in South Carolina I'm very close with. We have some local RFC. We always, the local promotions we hope do well, like CFA. I hope they, I'm hoping CFA stays around. I'm not sure what their story is, their future holds. But George at CFA I'm friends with. Joe Valdez with RFC. And, I've got friends with different promotions across the country. I'm not one of those guys that try to Kenny Letts with Fight Labs, another one. You know, when we go into these states, our goal is to be friendly with the promoters that are there. We're not going in there trying to act like we're some huge promotion coming in there and trying to take over their territory. We go in as friends, and we try to work together. So as a result, I do become very close with many promoters, and I like that relationship.
Well, John, I want to first and foremost congratulate you on winning the Matchmaker Award over the Florida MMA Awards, where I saw you in the great award ceremony. So congrats on that.
Thank you. I'm very proud of that award. You know, we're at the end of the day, we're a fight organization, and we're judged by our fights. So to win Best Matchmaker was an honor, and that was that's an award that I'll always be very proud of.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Prisco, I want to thank you very much for joining us here on the Roman Show. Always an honor and pleasure to speak to you, and keep up the good work, and you're doing great stuff for the XFC.
Thank you, brother, and congratulations to you, too. I know you won an award down there. Was it best? I'm trying to remember what that award was. Was it the best radio show, or was it a website, or what was it?
You got it right.
Yeah.
Best radio
and,
show.
And congratulations on that. I know you had won down there, and congratulations on that. You have a great show.
Thank you, Mr. Prisco, and hope to talk to you soon. And again, good luck on Brazil and the rest of your endeavors here with the XFC. You're doing great stuff.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me on, and I hope to be on in the future. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Will do. Thank you, sir. Well, they have the XFC. Great stuff coming out of Mr. Prisco. You know, interesting, Guillermo, they're heading down to Brazil, where, you know, Brazil itself has a couple of promotions themselves, but to have a North American company head out there and give an opportunity to face Americans versus Brazilians, I think that's a neat idea. And the fact that they're having region versus region, that it makes it even more interesting. So good concept on Prisco and the XFC, Guillermo.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. The XFC, you know, I remember when we first started doing this show, you know, I was thinking, oh, man, they're just another small regional promotion. you know, which there's so many of them that go out of business. But, man, they've really, really grown a lot, and they've expanded to other states, and now they're going over to Brazil, and I'm very, very impressed with them, you know, because we see so many promotions, like, just come and go, and they look like they're going to be around for a long time. And that's very impressive.
Yeah, no, and they're definitely doing things right. They're trying to market these small guys and making them into big. Just look at Nick Newell, like you mentioned, guys that have come out of the XFC and have become big names, so good stuff from their end. And when you really take a regional promotions, Guillermo, I mean, just a couple come to my mind. King of the Cage has been around for forever, but I don't think it's at the level of the XFC. There's also Legacy. There's a Sharp
Gladiator Championship. That one's been around
MFA.
Forever, too.
Yeah.
Hachi Palace Fighting Championships has been around for a long time, even though it looked like they were going to go out of business, but I think they're back now. So, you know, there's a few of them out there that have been around for a long time, for sure.
Yeah, there definitely has, but congrats to Prisco and XFC. It's a company that based out of Florida and now, well, taking their promotion, their event, all the way to Brazil. Well, ladies and gentlemen, from here on out, we're going to switch now to pro wrestling. Thanks so very much, Guillermo, MMA Encyclopedia. But lastly, so did you get to check out any of the fights of the UFC Fight Night?
No. I have not watched. I'm watching the third prelim right now, so I have no idea what's going on. I'm going to be watching the fights here for the next few hours. So,
I got to tell you about a good friend of ours, and that's Yoel Romero. Guillermo, you and I have seen him personally. This guy is a beast. And I'm going to spoil it for you, but I have to. I mean, Joel Romero. And you're gonna
I just
fight.
Get off
Joel
the phone
Romero.
Right now.
Come on. Joel Romero seemed like in the first and second round that it just wasn't going to be his night. He ended up defeating his opponent in the third round. You will see what I'm talking about, but he was definitely tested. But Joel Romero, if he is able to fix a couple of issues that he has there, I think this guy could definitely be a serious contention, and people are already saying he has to fight some of the guys in the top 10. And I think it's just three knockouts in a row in the UFC. You can't get any better than that. That is a statement. If you're knocking out three people in the UFC in your first three fights in the UFC, you definitely need that type of competition.
No, I completely agree. I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing that fight now. Because the guy he was fighting against, man, that guy is just like a wrestler who kind of holds you down and just grinds you out. And I was really worried for Yoel coming into this fight that he could lose the decision that way. But I'm glad to hear that he got the knockout.
You sure did. And again, it's just a matter of time till we see this guy maybe on a main pay-per-view card and be fighting a top 10 competition. Also, we got to talk about this in April. The UFC is coming to Orlando. Misha Tate and Liz Carmouche has been signed also. Fabrício Werdum versus Travis Brown has also been signed. We are still waiting on a main event, but it's going to be a UFC on Fox. First time UFC comes to Florida in since 2012 when they came down here for the UFC on FX, which was poorly attended, unfortunately. But hopefully this one will be highly attended. It's going to be taking place at the Amway Arena in Orlando. It's a, by the way, if you haven't been there, it's an awesome arena. That is where the Orlando Magic play. Have you ever gone to that arena, Guillermo?
No, never really seen an event in Orlando, except I did go to an MMA event at UCF once, but that was about it. That's the only event I've ever gone to in Orlando.
Well, let me tell you that the Amway Arena is absolutely awesome. It's a new arena located in the heart of Orlando. So hopefully we can get a nice crowd out there so the UFC could come back for a big major pay-per-view. Come on, Florida fans. If you live in Florida, I know we talk to everyone all over the world, but if you live in Florida, come out, whether you live in Miami, whether you live in West Palm and Key West and Jacksonville and Panama City, wherever the hell you are, come out. Don't go on the Facebook and talk about how much of a big MMA fan you are and, oh, I support this, and cry and whine. But when it comes to showing up to an event, you don't do it. Do it. This is our statement. Come out, represent mixed martial arts so the UFC can keep coming back, and let's keep getting more MMA promotions down here in Florida. Let's get more shows. let's get it back to what it was a couple of years ago, where we would have four shows in a month. I mean, there was a point, Guillermo, you would have a show on Friday and a show on Saturday and a show on Sunday. Now, it's just not the same anymore. And I think it's just because of the lack of interest of fans. But ironically, they're always out there on social media talking all this BS about, oh, and this and that. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty, to showing their faces in person, they don't show up. I'm calling out all the fans because, Guillermo, me as a reporter, a journalist of MMA, but also as a fan, it upsets me when you get all these people talking smack on the internet, attacking each other, and on the verge of trying to kill each other, believe it or not, assaulting each other on social media for something so small, so tiny. But then when a show comes, and we're, you know, they're giving away free tickets for you to go, you don't show up, because you don't have $20 that you probably spend at a strip bar, right? And where you watch a fight or whatnot on TV, but you won't spend the $20 to go see a mixed martial art event where the promoter is spending his money to give you a good show, and where the fighter has trained his butt off to give you a good show. So let's have some respect for the report, for the promoters, for the fighters, and for everyone in the MMA community. Stand up, show up in April in Orlando. Let's make a statement. Because when Dana White came here in 2012, I personally spoke to him, and the guy just told me, I just can't believe Florida. I can't believe it. We put on a good card. Just because they didn't have not one guy that was local, people started making a big ruckus. Oh, the UFC. Okay, well, who cares? If you're an MMA fan, Guillermo, you're going to show up because you love MMA. I'll give you a good example. The World Wrestling Entertainment comes here. They don't have any local wrestlers. People sell out that place. What does that show you? That means that these people are passionate about pro wrestling, passionate about mixed martial arts, as you people claim to be on social media. Show up in Orlando, stop the talking, go support the UFC, go support the regional promotions. And I'm talking about every promotion. I'm not taking sides here, whether it's Fight Time, whether it's CFA, whether it's XFC. Show up. Show some love to the fighters, to the promoters, even if you have to pay $10, $20. For God's sake, Gabriel, they give away free tickets, and these people rather stay home and be keyboard warriors and not show up and just talk all the smack about their thoughts about the show and not show up. And that just upsets me, Guillermo. It really does.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. I love this sport so much. And, there's people that pack every bar to watch every major show that there is out there. But yet, why can't they pack the arena? Especially here in South Florida, I can understand why it'd be tougher to fill up an arena down here just because there's so much competition. We have all four major sports. We got a great nightlife. South Beach, clubs, bars, there's a lot of different options that people have to do on the weekends, rather than go to an MMA show. So I can understand why it would be difficult to fill up the arena down here. But hopefully in Orlando, where they don't have all four major sports like we do, they have a better chance of filling up the arena.
But you know what? That just really upsets me. People start saying, oh, well, we have South Beach, and oh, we have the Hard Rock, and oh, we have this. Well, why don't you go tell that to New York City residents, where they are dying to have mixed martial arts? And I don't know about you, but you cannot compare South Florida to New York City, because New York City is literally a town that does not sleep, and they have everything going on around the clock. It doesn't matter the time, the day. And I am telling you right now, if a promotion is based out of New York, in New York City, that place will be packed because those people are passionate about the sport. They're not out there on social media saying about how lousy the promotion is or about how lousy the fighters are. They're out there seeing it in person. They're not out there being keyboard warriors talking all the smack behind the computers because they don't have the guts to show up to the damn show. So this is just an excuse when I hear people say that, oh, there's so much clubs and there's women here and there's this. It's just a cheap excuse, Guillermo, because, again, if the Miami Heat could sell out the arena when they were lousy If the Florida Panthers can have 10,000 people at their arena, the BB&T Center, where they're having a lousy season, all right, when all these things are going on, that just shows you loyalty. So when you have all these people talking smack on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram saying that we love MMA and they're making complaints and all that stuff, go to the damn show. Don't talk all this smack on social media. Be a man. Be a woman. Show up. April, I'm challenging all those MMA fans that are on social media that love to sit back and talk crap while they're drinking a beer or drinking root beer while they're watching their damn fights or their Fight Pass, getting their free subscription of Fight Pass because they're taking advantage. I'm challenging every MMA fan in Florida. Show up. Orlando, April, make a statement if you really, truly are a mixed martial arts fan. Show up to the UFC, and let's show the UFC, Dana White, how passionate we are about mixed martial arts, and I guarantee you, if we sell out that place, we will have more shows, and we will have respect from the rest of the MMA community, not all over the country, but all over the world. And I'm leaving it at that, man.
Okay.
Sorry, I just.
I think you did all the talking for the both of us, man.
I had to go on a wrestling promo on these people because it just makes me irate every time I see these people talking so much garbage, and then when they show up to the place or those that don't show up to the place, they're talking smack and they're not even there. They're not there. They didn't even see it with their own two little itty eyes, but they apparently know everything without even being presently at the damn show. So show up, challenging all the MMA fans in Florida. April, Misha Tate, Liz Carmouche, Travis Brown, Fabricio Verdun, those are just some of the two fights that they're signed. Show up, Orlando, let's make a statement. Let's show mixed martial arts how passionate South Floridians and Floridians in general are about MMA. I think I've had enough here. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to talk some pro wrestling.
What's up? This is WWE superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird with these. Weird.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Yo, high five. Yo. Hey, monkey. It's me, D.D.P. The king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, are you monkey? You're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on The Roman Show. Joe the reporter, I just had to go ham on all these people of mixed martial arts. It just pissed me off, man. And I apologize. I've never lost it here. I don't know if I could blame the cafe mocha I had before the show, but it really just upsets me when I have all these people in social media talk all this garbage, and when it comes to showing up to the place, they're out their home sucking on their thumb and watching it online or trying to catch a replay on it on YouTube.
But you know what, Roman? It's not what you're saying. To me, what you're doing to us and to the listeners is educating the fans. That's the key word, educating the fans.
It just really gets me irate. It really, really do. Because you have all these people out there talking all this smack about how their little opinions, because they have to say everything. They have to pick on everything that they see on social media. You know, they have to give in their little 2 cents about every little thing that they see or hear. But when it comes to a face-to-face reaction, that's when they just tremble and they chicken out and they don't say a word. And that's just what it is. That's what they do. They go out there in social media and they make themselves seem like they're like freaking Tarzan walking around the jungle. But then when you show up to the damn place, like, where is everyone? We had just seen over 30,000 people talking about the fight, but maybe 10 show up. And my hat off to those 10 show up.
Hashtag go to the show. Hashtag go to the show.
All right. I just had to. I'm really happy right now. It's chilly here in Florida, so I can go outside and cool down. All right. Before we bring in Jay Stone of CWF, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened over the Evolve weekend with Trevin Adams. How are you, sir? How was Evolve? Great packed wrestling weekend, back to back to back over there in Tampa, Orlando, and Jacksonville.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Absolutely awesome. Give us a little recap about that back to back to back shows. It was an IPPV. First time it was an HD IPPV. And again, it was in Tampa, Orlando, and Jacksonville. Tell us a little recap.
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of you right now. I've heard you cutting promos.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, I had to take it back to my wrestling days and cut a promo on all these fake MMA fans who portray to be MMA fans online. But when it comes to showing up to the real place, they just don't do it. They don't do it. I don't know. They stick around Dunkin' Donuts trying to feed out the cheap Wi-Fi and watch the damn trying to bootleg the fights instead of showing up to the place. But either way. Trevin, give us a recap of what happened.
Well, I throw the softball to you. I know you're trying to get me on target here, but I throw the softball to you because I understand the frustration and perhaps not the way to start a visit to the show this week. I understand that frustration. And unfortunately, you see the same thing in professional wrestling, right? You know,
I agree.
You brought up streaming, the number of folks who you know, are happy to talk about a product, but God forbid when it's time to actually pay for the product, it's a mind-blowing thing apparently.
But you know what, Trevor? It's not even about paying the product, because sometimes these people, and I've seen it in pro wrestling too, sometimes these fans get free tickets, and they don't show up. But then, 2 hours later after the show, even though they didn't show up, they go on social media and just lay a bombshell about how bad the show was. And how about the fighter just didn't do a good job? Or same thing with pro wrestling, how bad the promoters are and how much it mistreated the fans. And they weren't even there. It's like you're making this stuff. They just go whatever they were told, whatever that person texted them with. And they go out and put
it on
social
media. Exactly. I was
going
to joke. It's chicken and the egg, right? Because the funny thing is people will bury particular products, and then you ask them when's the last time they watched that product, and it'll be 3, 6, 12 months. Well, then how do you know the show sucks, quote unquote?
Yeah. Show up. Don't go. And it just makes me irate, those keyboard warriors. And then you see this huge spread of like 150 comments. Mind you, most of the comments is from the person who actually put the comment, the status in the first place. So that takes about 100. And then you got about 50 replies of the other guy. But then they talk all the smack. They weren't even there. They were not there. And again, you give them a ticket and they're not even considerate and appreciate what the promoter, and I'm talking about in general, and I'm just not talking about MMA. I'm talking about even pro wrestling because I've seen it themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen it in boxing too, where I've also announced. But you give these people an opportunity to show up, and they don't do it. They don't go. They stay home doing whatever they have to do. I don't know if they're mowing the lawn or whatever the hell they're doing. But they go on social media, and they talk crap. They aren't even there.
Well, and the thing is, if you want to keep seeing shows like this, whether it's mixed martial arts, whether it's professional wrestling, you got to support the product. And in fact, if you want to turn things into positivity, I got to tell you, brother, you know you were asking for the recap of the Evolve weekend. Man, the people came out in spades. You know, I don't exaggerate. I mean, especially I got to tell you, Orlando and Jacksonville both were pleasant surprises. You know, Orlando's a very, you know, you were talking about the UFC show coming up. But you were also talking about how you don't see MMA every 5 minutes, but when it comes to pro wrestling in the area, you know, we have a show, gosh, you know, every week or more. You got WWE in the neighborhood, TNA comes and goes. So, you know, there's a lot of exposure. Mind you, I do believe we brought, you know, an amazing product, but like you also talked about earlier, that doesn't necessarily equal butts in the seats. and we saw some butts in the seats. And I got to tell you, I was flipping with excitement. I'm serious.
And I'm really happy. I'm really happy because both in MMA and in pro wrestling, we need to get people out of these shows because this is just a testament for these people, these promoters, to put their money down and bring the damn shows down here, which we need because, let's face it, don't use excuses because we have good-looking women, because we have clubs. That's not an excuse. Shut up and show up. So Evolve Weekend, tell me about it, Trevin. I know there was a lot of action out there. Chris Hero was in action, a whole lot of back-to-back-to-back. And let us know a little quick. Well, what's going on with those pendejos as well? I know they had a great match. I kept up with it. Go ahead.
Oh, did you really? That's fantastic. Yeah, no, I was going to say, I know they're your boys, and for sure in Orlando, you know, they came up a little short against the Bravado Brothers, who had quite the weekend. But, you know, it was fantastic, though. I mean, here were guys that, you know, had gotten so close to getting an FIP tag title shot, and getting to defeat the Bravados, and then lo and behold, the Bravados lost the belts the night before they were gonna face each other in FIP, and so then here's a little bit of revenge, and I think they really brought it, and they got to do it in front of a big audience, and you brought up the WWN Live pay-per-view stream earlier, and the HD, man, I'm telling you, it went great. I don't think we got a single complaint over the three nights when it comes to the stream, the quality of the stream. And the first night especially, I was terrified, I'm going to be honest. Of course, I wasn't going to show that last week, but, I mean, I was like, oh, God, I hope this works. And I kept looking up at the production crew, and people were smiling, and I was like, wow, this is fantastic. And I got to tell you, it looked sick. I couldn't get over how high quality everything was.
Well, man, I'm really excited. I know you got coming up, Shine. That's the next thing you'll be promoting. When is that going to take place? Location, where can people buy tickets? And is it going to be the same site where you can see the live stream?
Yes, so that's the one consistent thing amongst all the World Wrestling Network's products is that you can always go to WWNLive.com, and in fact, you can also go and do things like purchase the video on demand from these past Evolve shows. And, nice. And in fact, you know, real quick, we got those VODs up at the night of. That's another thing that's just so cool with having these new cameras and the new equipment. We literally didn't leave the venues until the files were uploaded. So within an hour or not even when the show had ended, you had the ability to go on and, you know, see Trent Beretta. Well, I mean, he had an insane weekend, and I won't spoil things if folks didn't hear it, but you brought up Chris Hero. You know, he had quite the weekend as well. Gargano proved he's the man. UHA Nation stood out. And the last thing I'll plug before I move on to Shine, actually, if you want, and I guess you said you saw Orlando, perhaps the most unique match, and I mean this, that I've ever seen from a comedy perspective in professional wrestling was Maxwell Chicago versus Chucky T in Orlando. I don't think I've ever seen a crowd laugh so hard, and I mean it was just amazing. And it goes to show you too, you know, you don't have to kill yourself for 20 minutes to get a crowd to jump out of a chair.
It's beer entertainment, and that's what these guys are good for. So you got Shine coming up. Let us know the details so we can let every fan out here know exactly what to do, how to see it, and when to see it.
Absolutely, it's two Fridays from now on January the 24th. Show starts at 9. It's at the Orpheum in Ybor City, right in Tampa area. Again, WWNLive.com. The cool thing about Shine is it's a consistent women's wrestling product with a bunch of women who can wrestle well. And I don't mean that in any disrespect to women who perhaps may be models who are brought in, but every one of these women, though quite a few of them are rather attractive. I'm not going to say names because I don't want to get made fun of in the locker room, but that's serious. I mean, they're all talented. And it's going to be really interesting. There's going to be a Shine Championship match where basically two people from the same team called Valkyrie are actually going to end up being in a match against each other. And, you know, there's a little bit of intrigue and how that happened and storylines and, you know, stuff. I'd hog too much time if I go into a great detail, but you get the opportunity to see Rain and Ivelisse. And, you know, if you want to see two women who could beat the crap out of each other, we're going to have Jessica Havoc versus Allison Kay in a no DQ anything goes match. And I'm telling you, these guys, it's I'm terrified of both of them. I wouldn't mess with either one of them. I'm serious when I say that. So those are the two big matches on top. And, you know, like I said, I think it's going to be a really fun show, and it's a unique product. It's not something you get to see every day. And this goes back to your point about, you know, getting out there. Is there's folks flown in for this thing. There's people who drive overnight to come wrestle for you. You know, you kind of get this talent base in one place. Very often. And, in fact, when it comes to women's wrestling, I think we're spoiled by having Shine in Florida. But nevertheless, you know, hopefully folks appreciate it and get the opportunity to come out and see what it's all about.
And, again, the website where people could buy tickets and watch the live stream?
So you can go to WWNLive.com to get the, you know, to get the stream, all that stuff, or you can just go to ShineWrestling.com, and it also will point you to the iPay-per-view, the tickets, DVDs, all that good stuff. But yeah, that's the place, and you know, the all the sites point to each other. In fact, if you were interested again in other Evolve stuff beyond just the stream, there's DGUSA.TV, where you can, here's your cheap plug, already pick up tickets actually for the next Dragon Gate weekend, which will be up in New York, February 22nd in Queens, 23rd in Brooklyn. There's already matches announced for February 23rd, by the way. Too exciting. Kind of plug, why not? You know, Chris Hero is going to fight AR Fox for the Evolve title, and Johnny Gargano is going to defend against Roderick Strong. Roddy had actually gotten hurt the week before fighting AJ Styles at a Ring of Honor show, and just finally he just wasn't cleared. And as we got to Friday, it wasn't safe to have him wrestle. So he got pulled from the show, but happened to attend in Tampa. And again, if you check out Evolve 25 from last Friday, you can see all that intrigue. It was very interesting, I'll put it that way.
Well, that is awesome. Again, you can check out the website, WWNLive.com, and look forward January 24th. You got Shine Wrestling, Angelina Love versus Lee Von Dutch. Angelina Love, obviously a TNA veteran, and so much more. Don't miss it, guys. Evolve, definitely doing good things up there, up north in Florida. And Trevin, and we look forward to having some of the talent here next week on the Roman Show.
That's the goal, my friend.
Thank you so much, man, and thanks for the recap.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Will do. Thank you. All right, folks, there you have it. The Roman Show, keep going forward. Joe the Reporter, I don't know if it's rant Wednesdays today, but I had a gentleman, a strong supporter of the Roman Show, and I'd like to apologize if I did go too ham. I'm hoping most of you people know what ham means. But Cage Dominator.
I don't think you can go too ham.
No, I think I went light. I think I used Vaseline. But Cage Dominator, who's a good loyal fan. You know, he says sometimes it is hard to have the money to go 4 hours from home plus pay gas and tickets. And I agree. I am with you. I totally agree. However, there are times when the show is just 10 minutes away from you. You have free tickets, and people don't go. And that's just my point. That's just a statement I'm trying to make. You know, I want to go to Las Vegas and watch every single UFC fight, but I can't. I would love to go to New Orleans, WrestleMania. Unfortunately, you know, sponsors aren't doing too well. We're going to have to just cover from Miami, you know. But if the thing is 10 minutes away from your house and you claim to be this big fan of the sport because you're out there talking about it on social media, and again, this is in no respect to people because everyone has their own opinion. Anyone could go out there and bash whatever they're seeing on TV. But when you bash something that you don't even attend, that is what upsets me. It's like they start talking badly about the Roman Show and they haven't heard an episode about it, right? How are you going to speak garbage about the show if you never heard it?
I don't know. People, that's how people is today. They want to know everything, but they don't know nothing.
Yeah. So, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, am I making sense here? Please call in 714-868-0222. I'd love to get your opinion, keyboard warriors. I really do. And some of those who have even created fake accounts on Facebook just to put their two little cents in and talk garbage. It makes absolutely no sense. So call in. It's like right now, Joe the Reporter, I'm taking it back to my old school pro wrestling days when I would cut promos. No script, no nothing, just straight off the bat, telling you how it is.
And that's how it is.
Well, we have to. We really do. You know? Now, we're giving away free tickets to the Universo Circus. Call in 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets. I hope you go. Just saying. All right. Later this year here on in Miami, Florida, really, really excited for this. And again, I really hope people go to this show. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear any damn excuses because May 10th, Miami is getting a professional wrestling show that's not WWE, it's not TNA, it's indie wrestling, It's the CWF Maximum Force. It's going to be taking place at the U.S. Century Bank Arena at the Florida International University, which is my former school. That's where I went to school before. I am an alumnus from that school. And they are going to be hosting this great event. Jay Stone, senior official of CWF, is on the line. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Rodolfo, how you doing? Thanks so much for having me on. First off, I got to say, before we go on the wrestling segment of the program, I'm a huge MMA fan, too, and I think the biggest problem that I see, at least as a, from a fan's perspective, is that there's such an oversaturation, and Dana White has done an incredible job. I'm not taking anything away from what he's done, but with the amount of fight nights that they have, I think people get so much product free that it sort of lessens their interest in going, which I think is ridiculous. I think if you want to see it continue to thrive and continue to be as good as it is with the quality of fights that they're putting on consistently, you have to go. But I think that there could be some backlash to the amount of product that there is, because there's so much that they have given to the fans. And I think that that could possibly be a problem with what is going on. And there's so many fighters that have put in so much work. You're looking at a guy like Anderson Silva and, you know, his injury, and he's talking about returning in 6 months, not even 6 months. You know, he wants to return to fight again because of the amount of fans that are out there. You're looking at someone like what's her name? She just lost her husband. Kat Zingano. You know, she's going to be fighting. You know, there's these incredible athletes that have lost so much and put in so much time. That's what gets me, is that you got to understand these are people too, and they're putting their lives up for you to see, and people just don't want to show up. But anyways, that's my rant. I'm really hoping that Zingana goes along with her fight against Rousey that she deserved back when she was going to be the coach on The Ultimate Fighter, and that she keeps getting these roadblocks thrown at her. I mean, I don't know how many other things that can go wrong with her life, but let's get to wrestling. That's what I came on here for. Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. Really looking forward to the show. In case the fans aren't aware, my name is Jay Stone. I'm with the Continental Wrestling Federation. We ran two events in Orlando last year, and this year we're bringing our show to Miami, and we hope to see everybody there May the 10th. You want to just quickly run down the card, or should we go match by match?
You know, I'll just briefly give these people some of the names that are going to be at this card, main event, dream tag match. I mean, this right here is just stellar. This is no excuse. You have to be there in Miami, Florida. May 10th, you got the main event, Chris Masters and Carlito versus the Hurricane, and a partner to be talked about later. We still don't know yet as far as concern.
No,
right?
Honestly, you know, we've been speaking with the Hurricane about his partner, and he keeps telling us he's going to find himself a partner for this matchup, and we're just as excited to find out who the partner is. If we find out before May 10th, we'll announce it. If we don't, then you know what? He might be announcing the partner at the show. You know, it's one of those things that we gave him the ability to pick his own partner. Chris Masters immediately wanted to pick Carlito, and we had no problem with that, believe me. I mean, the team of Chris Masters and Carlito is one formidable tag team, especially since Carlito is in the best shape and condition of his life, and Chris Masters is one of the hottest wrestlers on the independent scene right now, traveling all over the world on a consistent basis. So when those two guys team up against Hurricane, whoever Hurricane brings with them, I'm sure that's going to be a match that you won't see anywhere else. And that's what we pride ourselves on, is first-time matches, things that you're not going to see anywhere else. Even if you go and watch Impact, you're not going to see a match of this quality. If you go and see WWE, you're not going to see a match like this. We pride ourselves on bringing in the top wrestlers from around, and the gentleman from Evolve said it. You know, a lot of these guys are driving long distances to be with, to be a part of the show. They're flying, you know, we're flying in a lot of guys from all across the United States. You know, we have Los Angeles, Texas, North Carolina represented in the main event. We have guys from Ohio, Louisiana, We have guys from Florida. We have guys from New York, all over the United States. We have guys from coming. We have a gentleman coming from the Midwest who's going to be making his debut for the CWF, and that's what's so great about the show. So let me go ahead and give you some of the other matches besides Chris Masters and Carlito versus the Hurricane and a partner to be named later. We also have for the CWF Championship, we have the Southern Stomper, Luke Hawks. And if you're unfamiliar with Luke Hawks, he recently had what I think is the feud of the year against Matt Hardy. In fact, I actually refereed their match in Wisconsin, and those two legitimately hate each other at a level that you don't see in independent wrestling, at a level that we haven't seen since Edge and Matt Hardy had that incredible feud in WWE several years back. I hope you're wrestling M-Dog Matt Cross. So, I mean, just in these two matches alone, we're giving you some of the top talent in the world. If you have any interest in coming to the show, go to cwfcontinental.com. You can purchase tickets. We have front row tickets available. Very limited number of front row tickets are available. We also have bleacher seats and general admission seats. We're working on possibly having an iPay-per-view. We'll see what happens with that. We're working on possibly on a meet and greet also. There's so many things in the works. We really want to make this a super show. I'll talk about the rest of the lineup, but I don't want to monopolize your show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, you can also check out CWF on Facebook. Just look up there, CWF Maximum Force. You can get all the details. That's May 10th again at the U.S. Century Bank. And it starts off at 5 p.m.?
Yeah, it starts on 5 p.m., but as I said, as we get closer to the event, we'll be announcing other things that might be starting earlier. But, yeah, the show itself is 5 p.m., and the Facebook is facebook.com/CWFMaxForce.
And, you know, Jay, I got to actually thank you, man, because we haven't had a big, large indie show like this in Miami in quite some time since WrestleMania, where we had, you know, the Dragon's Gate, where we had the ROH has come down here and give us some great shows. Because we do have small promotions down here. It just seems like they just cater to a certain group. But when you bring guys, like the guys you're bringing, like the Carlitos, the Hurricanes, that's just phenomenal, because now you're able to bring in some of the local guys because you're bringing guys in like the Hurricanes, people that have followed these guys. And now those little guys are actually going to be seen. I'll go on the record here, Jay, and Joe the reporter knows this, who's joining us on the other line, who's attended several numerous local promotions down here. You see the same guys on the match, on the card, but then again, you see the same fans there. And that's just because they don't bring in any big talents like a Carlito or like a Hurricane Helms. And what does it mean? These guys that wrestle just invite their friends and their family, so they keep feeding the same product to the same people. So when you bring in guys like a Luke Hawks, now you're opening up the window to other people, and those small guys are actually going to be seen by new faces. So my hat off to you. Are you going to have some of the local talents on the card by any chance?
Yes, we most certainly are. But before we go any further, I have to say that the match that I'm most looking forward to on the entire card is, in my opinion, another dream match. It will be John Hennigan, the man formerly known as John Morrison, will be defending the Continental Wrestling Federation United States Championship against Sanjay Dutt. Now, that match alone main event anywhere in the world. But we're introducing a ladder into the match. So, for the CWF United States Championship, it will be John Morrison defending against Sanjay Dutt in a ladder match.
Wow, man, that's just going to be awesome. Sanjay Dutt and Morrison, I mean, who knows what those guys could pull off? That is just going
to
be awesome.
We've spoken to Sanjay and Don Morrison, and they both have said that they're as nervous about this match as they've been about any match they've ever had in their entire career. And when you have two guys with the experience of Morrison and Dutt telling us that they're nervous for the match and they're ready to go at it, that speaks to me that that's going to be one hell of a match.
Wow, man. I want to let everyone know here that listens to us in Miami, Florida, show up FIU campus, U.S. Century Bank, May 10th. What a great matchup. You just heard it from the man himself, Jay Stone, director of CWF, John Morrison versus Sanjay Dutt in a ladder match. You got J.D. Maverick and Wes Bisco versus Los Bendejos for the CWF Tag Team Championship. Greek God Papadon versus King of the 450, Steve Anthony. Papadon is an awesome wrestler. We haven't gotten a chance to see him. And 450, he wrestled up north with the Organization of Resistance Pro. Phenomenal wrestler, Mr. 450. Great guy, too. And then you have Monster of the CWF Cage versus Mike Mondo and Robbie E of TNA versus Cooter Bisophus. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, with Duck.
I have to actually correct you on one thing. Mr. 450 and the King of 450 are two different gentlemen. Steve Anthony is a protege of out of Louisiana. That's okay. Mr. 450 is a great talent too, but it's a different wrestler. Steve Anthony wrestles for TCW. He's wrestled all over Louisiana, all across. He's wrestled in the Midwest, but it's not Mr. 450. Mr. 450, I believe, is in Japan right now. But also a couple of other things. Cage will be wrestling a man who you guys might be familiar as with Mikey from the Spirit Squad. He now wrestles by his real name, Mike Mondo. But we also have Robbie Nee wrestling Cooter Bosifus with Duck. And Cooter is an old friend of mine that we're bringing from the Ozark Mountains, in the middle of bumcrap nowhere, the Midwest. And we're having a little country versus the shore match, you know, two very different styles. And, of course, your favorite Los Bendejos, we'll be referring to them, Team Lucha, since there'll be a lot of kids in the audience. And we don't want to offend the Latino community. It will be Team Lucha defending, rather they will be trying to win the Tag Team Championships against Gerald Briscoe, WWE Hall of Famer Gerald Briscoe's son, Wes Briscoe, and his tag partner, J.D. Maverick. So, I mean, every one of these matches on this card is a first-time ever. Robbie E., obviously, against Cooter Bosifus is a first-time matchup. Cage, who actually was in WWE for a couple of years, he's wrestling Mike Mondo for the first time. Papadon and Steve Anthony is a first-time matchup. Maverick and Briscoe against the Bendejos is a first-time matchup. Morrison and Dutt, obviously, a first-time matchup. Matt Cross and Luke Cox is a first-time matchup. And then Chris Masters and Carlito against Hurricane and whoever he brings with him. I mean, speculation has already started. We've heard some pretty big names that the fans have wanted to see, and we'll see who he brings with him on May the 10th.
Well, Jay, we're really looking forward to, and I know as we get closer, we're going to be giving away some free tickets to that event. So stay tuned for information, because you're going to be able to go to the CWF show for free, courtesy of the TWF and the Roman show. Jay will work that out as we get closer. And we look forward to interviewing several talent that will be on that show, man.
Definitely. We'll make sure that happens. Again, thanks so much for having me on. For more information, again, I'll just do the quick plugs and then I'll let you go. Facebook.com/CWF Max Force for ticket information. You can go to www.CWFcontinental.com. We have tickets available. We have front row, but it's a very limited number of front row tickets. So if you want to be right up in the action, especially to see John Morrison versus Sanjay Dutt in a ladder match and be right up against the guardrails and get that you know, high-impact experience, we have a very limited number of front row tickets. Get them while they're still available. They are starting to sell. Even though we are several months away from the show, they are starting to sell out quicker than we even expected. Again, support independent wrestling. Come out to the show. See some of the top guys. This is one of the best opportunities you'll have to see a wide variety of talent and different guys that you won't on a regular basis in Florida.
Thank you, Jay, and we look forward to talking to some of the talent and keeping up to date with you as far as the big CWF show in May. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Adolfo. Have a good night.
You too, man. All right, folks, there you have it. Jay Stone of CWF, May 10th. Don't miss it. Get your butts inside the U.S. Century Bank Arena at FIU, as you're going to get pro wrestling, indie wrestling returns to South Florida. We haven't heard from Ring Warriors as of late, but they also were having a great product of Mr. Howard Brody. Hopefully everything works out with him, and we get some more action from their end. But now we're looking to May 10th. And you're the reporter. Since I know you've been to several of these events, you've seen it. The event that TWF is promoting here is at a high caliber, man. It really truly is.
That is true. It's like something different besides watching the local indie wrestling down there in South Florida. You're going to get the top-notch stars. And that's, I mean, that one match that really stuck to me was the John Morrison versus Sanjay Dutt.
Man, that's going to be a phenomenal match, just hearing those two guys. I mean, I just can't even I can't imagine what those two are going to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of reminds me of like a Rob Van Dam and a Sabu back in the day with ladder match with Rob Van Dam. Was it Rob Van Dam? I think it was Rob Van Dam. Did he puke on the side? Remember that one?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, now, because of the WWE Network, you'll be able to see that matchup anytime you want because of video on demand. And let's talk about the WWE Network.
And only for $9.99, bro. That, to me, is the best deal.
Listen, I'm not trying to give here a plug to the WWE.
Me neither, but...
You
got to give credit where credit is due on this.
Yes. Yes, look, and I want to get something on my chest here again. I mean, I don't know if we're going... I just don't know what's going on today with me, but UFC released a Fight Pass, which is a great idea, $9.99. And you get to see events that you're not going to be able to see on TV because they're going to have, and as Jay had mentioned, it's come to a point a little bit of the MMA is saturated. Okay, fine. But, you know, the UFC is what they're trying to do is they're trying to expand the sport of mixed martial arts because they're trying to take this thing to possibly the Olympics. And when it reaches the Olympics, Joe, I mean, you know that the sport has made it. Let's face it. Boxing is dead. It's not the same anymore. It just doesn't have the fans that it used to have. All you really have right now is Mayweather. You have Bonner, and you have maybe Pacquiao, which he woke up last time. I don't know if he's still sleeping, but he woke up from the last match he had. But that's pretty much what you have. So here you have the UFC. They're trying to create a lot of awareness about the sport, and little by little they're doing it. But what they're doing is they still have the UFC pay-per-views. They charge you about $50-$60, which $70, which is cool. I mean, you know, you got to buy for a fight. That's cool. It's great. But the WWE for $9.99 is giving you all 12 pay-per-views, including WrestleMania, which WrestleMania itself is about $70-$80. And God bless them for it, because I think this is great. For $10, you'll be able to see every single pay-per-view. So guess what, folks? For $10, which right now equals to the equivalent of 2 Subway subs, because they're $5 right now.
After
right
4
now,
p.m.
for two... No. That Subway right now is $5, anytime, any place. But right now, for the equivalent of 2 Subway sandwiches, you will be able to see WWE Network the entire month. You can't beat that. And it's on demand. You're going to see stuff that you haven't seen before Monday Night Raw, before SmackDown and all this stuff. If you know, you happen to miss it, you could just see it. I think it's a great idea, and the fact that they're giving you all these pay-per-views is just amazing. So why is UFC Fight Pass not doing the same?
And
you know, why
house.
Is the UFC and the Legends House and all the other live programming and all that stuff? So why isn't the UFC doing the same thing? I personally think they should do the same thing as the WWE by putting up the pay-per-views. I mean, they essentially almost have the same amount of pay-per-views. Does it cost the same?
If the UFC would do something like that, man, I'll be watching the original UFC with Ken Shamrock.
Well, you can do that right now. You can do that right now. You know, I personally have Fight Pass. You can do it. You can go back to some of these old school fights. You can. But you can't watch pay-per-views, live pay-per-views. So, for example, you got a big pay-per-view on February 1st, and if you have UFC Fight Pass, you might be able to see some of the preliminary fights, but you won't be able to see the pay-per-view. You're going to have to pay the $50-$60. And you saw the math. I think it was close to $700 how much a pay-per-view, if you were to order a pay-per-view all year long for the WWE, which essentially is kind of almost the same as the UFC, because the UFC has about one pay-per-view a month, sometimes two. But I just think it's definitely
for $120 for $120 for the whole year. Can't go wrong with that.
You can't go wrong with that. I mean, what stupid things do people do with $120? A lot of things. You know that? A lot of people do stupid things with $120, and I can name a million things right now that people do. Just throwing that out there. I didn't say that. But, you know, things like that. So for $120, you'll be able to see all of the pay-per-views of WWE and then some. So my hat off to you, McMahon, and all the people out there in the WWE. I think you're doing right. About one thing that really caught my attention is TNA. Where does this leave TNA? Are people still going to be willing to pay $40, $50 to watch a pay-per-view from TNA when you pay only $10 and you're watching it from WWE, which right now is the best pro wrestling promotion in the world? So where does that leave TNA? Where does it leave TNA? Will you pay $40?
But didn't TNA had something like that a couple of years ago? But it wasn't. Well, no, it was something like that. You know, you can watch the old pay-per-views, and when they were also televising it, their weekly episodes on pay-per-view in the beginning. But I think they stopped doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. By the way, thanks so much, Cage Dominator, always listening to us. In fact, you know, he's just saying that we get a free plug to Subway and WWE Network. Hey, man, you know, it really is true. It's true. Right now, you go to Subway, each foot-long sub is $5. All right, so the equivalent of two subs, you get the WWE Network. So you can't go wrong with
but
that.
I'm just going to clarify something. I'm just going to clarify something on the Subway thing. It's any regular footlong.
Yes, any regular footlong. That including the chicken breast, the tuna, and the turkey, or any of those.
Yeah.
I personally like the chicken. But yes, I did cut a good promo. I'm telling you, for those people who don't know, I used to be a professional wrestler, and I used to cut some pretty decent comments. I would say pretty entertaining ones. Don't you say, Joe? You remember seeing me in action talking crap on the mic?
Yes. And it was not scripted.
No scripts whatsoever. I didn't even have to look at my iPad for notes.
I don't even think iPad was invented at that time.
No, we didn't have such a thing. We had to look at some of the notebooks back in the day. You know how those things were.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, rest in peace, Mae Young. She passed away yesterday. Mm-hmm. She fought strong. She took her off life support. And the lady was still fighting for her life. But she was a veteran, well into her 90s. But, you know, she's such a classy lady, so much fun to watch. My heart goes out to her family and to all her friends. Mae Young definitely made a huge impact in professional wrestling, not just women's wrestling, but in professional wrestling, because everyone, when they spoke about Mae Young, only smiles came into your face. So God bless Mae Young. And may she rest in peace.
You know, even with at her age, when the Dudley Boys, not once but twice, she took the table.
Yes. I mean, come on. What 80-year-old woman, 70-year-old woman would take a bump on a table?
And
you know what I mean?
Birth to a hand. And
yes.
Birth
oh,
to
yeah.
a hand.
Yeah. or flash someone. You know, I mean, come on. You can't beat
you,
that.
Or
fall in love with Mark.
They were actually saying about, you know, when she flashed, she had prosthetic breast on.
Oh, Lord. Hey, let's take this phone call here, Joe, the reporter. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Caller?
Yeah.
Hello, caller. Yeah, on the air?
Yes. Hey, what's up?
How much? What's up? Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
Cage Dominator.
Hey, Cage, what's up, man? Thanks for listening.
Hey, what's up? Actually, I was calling to speak about when you were speaking about the WWE Network and UFC, the Fight Pass thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was reading up on it, and they were saying that the reason why Fight Pass can't be compared to the whole WWE thing is because the library difference between both companies. You have WWE, owns WCW, ECW, AWA, and all these other hours, thousands of hours, you know, worth of, you know, files. And, you know, you have UFC that is only on, like, pay-per-view 100 and something. They have a few fight nights. They, you know, it's not the same level as, you know, what WWE has, where WWE can run that kind of network where they can have their pay-per-views. UFC, you know, makes their money mostly on the pay-per-views more than they do on anything else. You know, that's what they feed off of.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess you would say you can't compare, obviously, the library that the WWE has compared to the UFC. It's going to take some time. For God's sake, they just celebrated, what, 20 years? So I definitely see that point. And thank you for clarifying that, Cage. And thanks so much for listening to us here on the Roman Show.
Cage,
and hopefully you like my rant there of calling all these keyboard warriors on the internet and on social media after they talk so much garbage and they don't even show up to the damn place.
It happens. That's what the internet is about now.
But that's the thing. You know, the internet, it's a lovely tool. But when you're out there talking all this smack and when you come face to face, you hide in a shell not to show your face. Come on, man. Lighten up. You know what I mean? Where the heck are your grapefruits?
Exactly.
You know, and that's what I'm telling all these people that are literally like 5 minutes away from the location. Show up to the UFC in April, and let's make a statement to Dana White that we here in Florida do care about mixed martial arts, and we will do so by showing up. That's it. And trust me, they'll give away some tickets, so some folks you might not even have to pay to get in there. And also show up to all these wrestling shows. And I'm talking about the local ones, the UnoPros, the BMWs they got up north, and so many promotions down here. So definitely support the promoters, man. Support the fighters. These guys all are trying to live a dream. Help them out, because we really do. Cage, thanks very much for calling in and clarifying that for us.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, man. All right, Joe the Reporter, so that pretty much wraps up today's episode. We definitely got a lot of things off our chest here tonight on the Roman
Show.
Wait,
there's one more thing before we go off the air. We got
Justin Bieber? Bieber throwing eggs? Can you believe these people? Police went inside the home to research, to search for the eggs, and they ended up catching one of his friends, little Za, who was caught with some drugs. Yeah, what is going on with Justin Bieber?
Must be doing some Santeria stuff.
I don't think what some of the people here on the show know what Santeria is, but I mean, I hope, but not everyone.
Hmm.
Well, go ahead.
No, but what I'm trying to talk about is the 2014 first inductee of the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yes, the Ultimate Warrior has been and will be not inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, so he has pieced it with the WWE. I got to tell you, I cannot wait for his speech at the Hall of Fame. Who knows what the hell he's going to say? I just hope this happens. I really hope this happens, because what the rumors are, and we haven't been clarified yet, but rumors are that Hulk Hogan will serve a part in WrestleMania. And we know that the Ultimate Warrior does not like Hulk Hogan. And he's calling him out all the time on social media. So I'm really hoping that Hulk Hogan is out there. Because I would like to see that. I know. And I really do hope it happens. Who knows what can happen. And maybe they'll show the entire event on the WWE Network. Since by then, the network will be launched already. So who knows? I'm sure they got something up their sleeve. Guys, thanks so very much for tuning in on this episode. We'll be back next Wednesday, The Roman Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtubechannel.com/AllRoman0201. At our Twitter account, @TheRomanShow. And we will see you live at the Hard Rock Live this Saturday for the World Series of Fighting. Good night, guys.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.